Sorry, we've been discussing Tu B'Av, which is a Yontiv, which is this coming Shabbos, and whatever I've done is just a piece of the Sugya, but one more piece tonight, and I think that'll be it for Tu B'Av. So the Gemara gives around six different reasons why Tu B'Av is a Yontiv. We mentioned last night that it was a day that they permitted the Shvatim to marry one with another, and then the other night I did with the explanation that Hoshea ben Ela removed the Pruzdiyot, he removed the Shomrim, the guardians from the border, and then but the last reason, and I didn't, there are other reasons the Gemara mentions, but the Gemara mentions another reason. It says, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Amri Tarvayu, that Rabbi and Rav Yosef both say, Yom Shepaskum Nechor Eitzim L'Maracha. It was the day that they stopped chopping wood for the Mizbeach. And it was seasonally, each year they would chop wood, and then when they had enough wood, or when they would get to the 15th day of Av, they would stop. That would be. So it was big yontiv when they had gotten enough wood for the Mizbeach. And there's machlokin among the Mefarshim, when would they begin cutting the wood? So some say they begin cutting the wood in Nisan, another pshat is they begin cutting the wood on Tu B'Shvat. But either way, they've been cutting for months. Now Tu B'Av comes, and then the Gemara says, the Tani Reb Elazar HaGadol Meir Mechamishasar B'Av Eilach Tashash Kocha Shel Kama. That Reb Elazar HaGadol says that from the 15th of Av, like the sun becomes weaker. In other words, it's not as intense, the heat, I guess, and the sun and the sunshine. Although you kortimetzim l'maracha, and they wouldn't cut the wood anymore for the mizbeach, the pishen and yevashim, because the wood isn't adequately dried out. In other words, wormy wood is no good for the mizbeach. If you remember, people will recall, like the Kohanim who were Bali Mumim, so they couldn't do a vote on the base of Mikdash, they were on the deworming detail. That would be... They would have them try to take the worms out of the wood. So, but when it's hot, you don't have worms in the wood. It's colder. So they would only go to the 15th day of Av. So Amar Rav Nashia v'karu le'yom tavar magal. So Rav Nashia says they would call it like the day of breaking the axes. Like we're finished cutting. Mikan ve'elach. Now the Gemara says from this point forward, demosif yosef. If a person increases his learning, in other words, the point being, now the nights are getting longer, the days are getting shorter. That's what it means, not like the intense the sun. So the nights are getting longer. So the Gemara says, demosif yosef. If a person increases his learning at night, so yosef, he adds bracha and life to himself. Ula mosif yasef. If a person doesn't increase it, it's like chas shalom, he causes death. So the Gemara says, ma yasef, amrav yosef tikberei ime, like his mother should bury him. So it's perhaps a little differently than the way we normally think. The Rambam brings down at the end of in Perek Gimel in Hilchot Talmud Torah, Afal pi shemitzvah lamod by yom v'layla. Even though there's a mitzvah to study Torah by day and by night, in other words, every person's obligated to study Torah during the day, and everybody's obligated to study Torah during the night. Like kitabu yom v'layla, so you should have at least a period of time during the day, and like whatever that time period is. If you're very busy with work, you have a shorter period of time, but everybody should have a period of time during the day and a period of night, time at night to study Torah. Ein adam lamid rov chachma Torah b'layla. The Rambam says, person acquires most of his learning at night. I think it's a little bit not the way normally what people would think, right? You would think, oh, during the day, you know, my brain is fresh. This, the other. The Rambam says you get most of your learning at night. He says, "L'fichach mishrasal l'schod v'keter haTorah." Therefore, if a person wants to be zocha to merit the crown of Torah, yizaher b'chol adotav lo yibed afilu kat mihen b'shena v'achilu shtiyah v'sicha v'chayotzei b'hen. In other words, you shouldn't waste the time at night. Don't like be mivazvez the time. You know, like watching shows on TV for the people who have TVs, and other things like that. Whereas a person should be focused on studying Torah at night. Ela b'talmud Torah b'dibrei chachma. Amru chachamim inrina shel Torah ela b'layla. Chachamim say that the song of Torah is at night. Shemar kumi ronu b'layla. B'kol oseik b'Torah b'layla chushal chesed nimshach la b'yom. Whoever studies Torah at night, he has like a chushal chesed, like Hashem, like gives him like grace during the day. People would see him and they find grace in him. And then he quotes a pasuk. And if we call bayit she'enish maybo dibrei Torah b'layla, any house where the words of Torah are not heard at night, eisho chalto is consumed by fire. I assume it means metaphorically. In other words, like if there's a difference between a house where people are studying Torah at night and people in a house where they're watching, you know, some game show at night. The house is studying Torah at night. There's a ruchnius. It's like it spreads out. And then, okay. Now let me just do a few more lines, and then we'll call it a day. So the So the Mechaber brings down a Shulchan Aruch. He brings down this halacha. He says, "Sarich li zahir b'lima d'layla yoter mishal yom," that a person has to be careful even more with the Torah you study at night, more than during the day. Mavatlo on shom aruba. No person's mavatel that, so the punishment is very great for it. So then he has different statements he quotes here. This we did. One second. All right, let me just do one other short piece, and that'll be it. He mentions, this is in the Piskei Tshuvos, he says, V'nachon she'elo cheder miyuchad b'bayit. It's appropriate that a person should have a special room in the house, v'al klopanim yichad keren zavit miyuchad, or he should designate a specific corner in the house, shesham kavei itav l'Torah. That's his place where he studies Torah. In other words, he needs like a special makom in the house, v'yamit sham asfarim, who put his svarim there, v'yelo kedushat beit ha-medrash. He says it should be a place with windows in it. Anyway, the point being that there's the importance of obviously to study Torah in general, but now is the time, now it's Mesugal, now we're on the verge, we're on the cusp of going into the period of Elul, right? We're just ready to spring into Elul, which is just, you know, another less than 3 weeks from now, right? It's 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now is Elul. And what a better way to get ready for Elul than increase the amount of Torah. And if a person wants to come to Daf Yomi, we have seats and Gemara is available. But whatever you're doing, the key is that the importance, that's what Tu B'Av stands for. Tu B'Av is, it's a holiday that teaches me, now I have to increase my time studying Torah. All right, that's it.